And we welcome you back to Giants First and 10 Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. With the 12th overall pick in the 2014 draft, the Giants select wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. out of LSU. Joining us right now, the Vice President of Player Evaluation for the New York Giants, Mark Ross. And Mark, congratulations on the pick.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what your scouts identified early in the process that had this guy catch your eye.
Well, we think he's a dynamic playmaker in a variety of ways. You know, we love his versatility, can score touchdowns as a receiver, punt returner, kick returner. We thought he was one of the most polished receivers in the draft, a lot of football savvy and smarts. So those were the things that jumped off the screen for us throughout the process.
And when you're assembling your board, and both Coach and Jerry said he was the top guy on your list, and how does that stack up when you've got candidates? And obviously, you know, there's a revamping of this entire offense. When you start to look at things, you've got great offensive linemen. What stood out that says, okay, he, amongst all things, he jumps to the top of the board?
Well, he was our highest-rated player, and we had other players. We were happy the way it fell because we had a good discussion with some other players that we liked that were still on the board for us. But we stuck to the board, and he was our highest guy. We feel there's strengths and weaknesses in the draft at certain positions. The draft is not over. You know, we got a lot of time left. We're just getting started. So we feel like we've addressed the major need now, and, you know, we got six more rounds to see what else we can do.
We talked about this during the break. You know, a lot of fans will say, you know, you need the 6'5", 230-pound guy. You need someone to stretch the field. You need a Gronkowski or Jimmy Smith, or Jimmy Graham. When you talk about just getting a quality player, I mean, you read about this guy. Mom was an All-American at LSU, ran track. Father played. That maturity that he had at the combines and right. Some of the interviews. I mean, does that come into effect? I mean, a different kind of guy has to come into this building, got to deal with New York, driving on Route 3, all that kind of stuff. I mean, how do you measure those kind of things?
Yeah, all that comes into play when we evaluate a player, their character, their mental, their work ethic, in addition to what they do on the field. And if they'll fit in the building, be a leader, be a worker. And as far as the size, he's not the biggest receiver, but there is no prototype for great players. Right. You look throughout the history, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. And when you're a unique person, you set your own standard. So we think he can do that, and we don't feel there's any problem with his size.
Did playing in the SEC make him more of a pro-ready guy as opposed to if he played in a lesser conference? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think playing in LSU's offense made him more mm-hmm. pro-ready because they run a pro-style offense as opposed to other offenses in that conference that are more, you know, shotgun, just winging around. He ran pro routes, and he was in a pro system, so that's what made him pro-ready.
Mark, you know, most of the prognosticators out there say that this is one of the deeper drafts. Without getting specific into position groups, because I know you still have a lot of picks to make and you don't want to tip your hand, what makes a draft deep from an evaluator's eyes?
Well, just the quality of players, you know, the number of grades that you have at a certain point. You know, I don't agree with that statement, so let me just get that on the table.
Okay.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that. Each draft is unique, and each draft has strengths and weaknesses in certain positions. But overall, I'm not sure why that comment was starting to get thrown around that this was the deepest draft in history. I was confused by that, honestly.
And maybe it's because there was a quarterback that everybody could talk about. It made it more exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know a lot of fans want to know, how much do the scouts read from the outside? How much television things? How much does any of that come into factor? Or is it just more entertainment on you?
Yeah, it's entertainment. We laugh at some of the stuff. We read, you know, the 2,000 mock drafts that take place.
So wait a minute. When Victor Cruz said he needed another receiver, that wasn't why you – that's not it? You didn't hear that?
When I'm teaching him how to salsa, he can teach us how to draft guys. We'll do that.
Mark, we appreciate the time. Mark Ross, the Vice President of Player Evaluation for the Giants. Congratulations, and
I got
a lot of work
ahead
of you.
Thank you.
We're going to hear from Odell Beckham Jr., the Giants selection in the first round. We'll have him join us here on the program as we continue with Giants First and 10 Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon after this.